Joko's encouragement for Zazen is very bare bones. If we were to say it, we could say it's simply two things. Noticing thoughts, emotions, when we're caught up in them, and experiencing this whole body-mind universe that we are. In a way, we could just say the experiencing the whole body-mind universe that we are. Even that's too much. Just say experiencing. The noticing is only because we tend to, when we get caught up in our thoughts, feelings about, then we miss this breathing, embodied, sitting upright. And similarly, we miss it in our life when we're caught up. So certainly for Zazen, the encouragement is very simple. It's not a matter of anything like doing it better or worse or giving anyone grades, yourself or others, about how well you did it. It's simply doing what's called for right now to be, if I use the word, the Buddha you are. Good sitting Buddha, poor sitting Buddha, or anything in between. It's just Buddha, Buddha, Buddha if I say it that way. And yet, despite it being that way, we could cause ourselves and others to suffer, to be harmed, if we don't see what we're doing and continue to do what causes harm to us, harm to others, whether when we're sitting upright or throughout our life. So that's, in a sense, very simple. In the Heart Sutra, or I should say, in his commentary on the Heart Sutra, Dogen Zenji adds the following. He says, quote, "My former master, old Buddha, said, it's whole body like a mouth hanging in empty space. Without asking if the winds are from north, south, east, or west, equally for them all, it talks prajna." Ding, 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 ding. There's different translations of that, but that's a phrase from his teacher, Tendo Nyojo, or Lujing, which he elaborated on in various places throughout his writing, sometimes changing it a little, sometimes writing his own variation on it. But this point of talking prajna is really means talking the wisdom of the Buddha that we are, of being the life that we are. We don't have to use the word Buddha. Being the life of the universe. It is the wisdom, the prajna, Dogen says, of the whole body. It is the whole other prajna. It is the prajna of whole self. It is the prajna of the whole north, south, east, or west. Now notice that north, south, east, or west, which is, in a sense, saying the whole universe in all that we encounter from any direction, north, south, east, west, wherever, whatever appears to this hanging bell, hanging mouth that we are, whatever circumstances appear inside, outside, if we say it that way, is ours to respond to as appropriate, or ours to notice where and how, rather than experiencing this, where we get entangled in our thoughts about how we get entangled, how instead of being the wisdom of this moment, when we're sitting upright, thoughts about what did I do yesterday? Why did she say that to me? I could have. Is ours to notice when we're formally sitting, and ours to, in a sense, do what's skillful so that we can be just breathing, sitting, experiencing, as opposed to off in our thoughts, emotion thought, if I use that word, about these things, whether these things are about yesterday or the weather outside there, or what am I going to do tomorrow if this continues, or, and you could add on the thousand things we could get entangled with about tomorrow, next week, elsewhere. That's our practice when we're sitting upright. That's our practice when our life with others manifests in different ways. When we notice giving judgments and stories about it, then we miss, as Dogen said, the prajna of the whole body that is our life. The whole body that is the mouth that receives east, west, north, and south. The winds from every direction. That's what, in a sense, is our experiencing. Being this bell that doesn't say, I won't take the wind from that direction. Only that direction I don't want to take. No, no, not that direction. And yet we do that in our life in all sorts of ways. And we refuse to ring without adding on our anger, upset, story, etc., to what comes to us, without seeing where and how we're blinding ourselves with our judgment story. That's not our business. It's not our business to tell the wind which direction to come from. As Dogen's teacher says, without asking if the winds are from north, south, east, or west, whatever winds come are the winds equally for them all. For them, it talks, it expresses, it manifests this prajna that we are, this wisdom that is the natural functioning, if I use the word Buddha, that you are, which is to more and more notice when and how emotion, thought arises, judgment, and how and when that interferes with being right here. Judgment, thought, worries about it came from the wrong direction. It's not coming as strong as I want. It's, why is it coming from up there? It's supposed to be here on my level. Well, look at that. He's doing that with it. All of these are the ways that mind habits can entangle us, can hinder us from ringing as the wisdom that we are, the wisdom of form exactly emptiness, emptiness exactly form. Therefore, Dogen changes that in a sense, or modifies it, or clarifies it by saying form is exactly form, emptiness, exactly, emptiness. And our task, if I say it, is to be the form of this moment emptiness that is our life, this moment wisdom that is our life, and to see where our stories about it are getting in the way. To see them as stories. There's no problem with stories. That's just part of the functioning of who we are. Except if we allow it to make us miss, if it results in us missing the wind from the direction that we decided it shouldn't come, or we decided it's too strong, or too weak, or too sporadic, erratic, or whatever other story we give to our winds. This is where how Zazen is, and how Zazen is in our life. Because if our Zazen ends when we get up from the cushion, not much use. Not much use at all. Because it's not our life. Instead, it's this little hobby that we have that we call Zazen. But then we go on with the things that cause us and others to suffer, to be harmed. That's exactly the task. So if the Buddha you are is just the sitting Buddha, but the getting up Buddha and being in the grocery store and driving down the street and talking to your friends and taking care of business and filling out your tax forms isn't a Buddha, then not much worth of your sitting practice. See, that's why the whole body hanging in empty space. Empty space means it's spacious where the winds can appear and disappear, where we can be the mouth that takes the wind that comes from whatever direction and respond in a way that's skillful. But we can only respond skillfully if we're willing to notice when we're believing, holding to the emotion thought. When we're holding there, whether it's about so-called ourself or so-called others or the way the world is or what things mean, and we can see that is that skillful right now, we can't ask and be present with it as the prajna of the whole self, the wisdom of the whole self that is your and our life. It's not something you're going to get. This is what our Zazen is, to be the prajna, if I say it that way, the prajna Buddha that we are, or the wisdom of the Buddha that we are. Sometimes good, sometimes so-called not so good, sometimes skillful, sometimes not so skillful. If we add on to that our emotion, thought, reactions, then we can't take care of our life. We can't take care of the winds that blow in our life. So that's what our opportunity is, to be this whole self prajna. It's the whole east, actually, as translation goes, north, south, east, or west. All directions is just the wisdom of Buddha. That is the wisdom of our life. We don't have to use the word Buddha. Don't use the word Buddha if you don't want to. I don't care. The wisdom of empty space, that's form and emptiness. That's form, that's exactly form. That's emptiness, exactly emptiness. That's, and you fill in the specific of exactly the way it manifests in this moment as your life. And over and over, whether it's when you drive to the store, when the snow is strong, when someone calls you up, when someone doesn't do what you thought they were supposed to, when they do what you thought they weren't supposed to, etc., etc. Please, all be the whole body, like a mouth hanging in empty space, without asking if the winds are from north, south, east, or west, equally for them, talk, express prajna, ding, 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 because that's who you are. Not something you have to become, but that's who you fundamentally are. Thank you.